Welcome to the podcast live!
Oh, wow.
That's very interesting because your fake ending was much less sincere than your fake welcome.
Yeah.
I just think as two control groups, it's interesting. Like if you're going to study that, they were both equally fake, but the exit was weaker than the entrance. I think this is... Does anyone go to Monash? Can they help me with this shit?
Is anyone doing stats?
Anyone doing stats? It's very interesting.
Scott Brennan, Toby Sullivan. Yeah. Where's Snelling? Yeah, he's still not here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Adam Richard. And we have... oh, God. This one's a serious one. I don't know if we want to do this one live, but I'll do it anyway.
Oh, we'll ruin it.
Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah. No. Don't worry about serious, Adam, really.
Yeah. This is a Dear Talking Poofy letter. I did a thing during the Midsummer Festival.
Yeah.
It was like a hypothetical panel.
Oh, the panel thing.
Yeah. Right. Judith Lucy was on it. And, you know, like industry people, like Dean Beck, I think, was on it.
What was the hypothetical that a gay person said no to something?
Yeah.
No, it was weird. It was like a lot of stuff about drug use and sex and consent and disclosure. Like, you know, if you have a plus sign on your Grindr profile, is that enough disclosure of your HIV status? That kind of thing.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it was very serious. Yeah. I was just there for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
In case Jude wasn't funny. I don't know why I was there. She was fucking hilarious.
Surely shits and giggles was you taking the ammo last week.
Oh my god.
The fucking animals applauding that bullshit. You disgust me.
I love that your favourite jokes are the poo and fart ones.
Yeah.
Mr. I'm afraid of toilet paper.
Oh, look, I don't know. The heart wants what it wants.
So, yes, went to the hypothetical last night. We were all left a bit cold by the response from the two activists.
Ooh.
There were young people. When asked whether young people are being complacent about contracting HIV and what advice they would give to a young man about to start exploring the gay scene. To say it's all the government's fault when someone contracts HIV is missing a big part of what could prevent many more infections.
Like cocks.
Cocks should be made illegal.
Yeah, damn it, Abbott!
We should... Are you serious about ending penises, Tony Abbott?
I don't think you are. I am going on that march, fellas. Come on.
Well, I think the government has a big role in giving people tools. Sorry, the tools to help prevent infection, mostly education and medical. It's ultimately up to the individuals to use them. The words they use several times, you have agency, means little to me and would mean even less to an 18-year-old. Anyway, enough about me rabbiting on. I was just hoping to get your feedback on this and whether you felt like they didn't give that question the attention it deserved.
So basically, he's just written this whole letter to tell us 18-year-olds are dumb. We know! That's why we fuck them!
Do you think he thinks 18-year-olds are stupid because they're not sucking him off?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You idiot! I'm a 50-year-old man with a hot cock!
I'll give you fucking agency!
Why are you sucking me off? I could tell you all about Sondheim! We could sing Miss Saigon together!
Come on, yeah!
While buying antique furniture!
Yeah, go down deep, send in the clowns!
And while he's down there, he's like, "Hurtball, hurtball." That's the only one I know. Oh, now I want to hear Kyle singing Let It Go with his family.
Let it go, let it go. There's something in the Carl never bothered me.
When Carl sings Let It Go, he's talking about the waitress's hands on his lasagna.
Yeah. He's singing the musical Frozen Dinner.
Yeah. You know how you were talking about how you think Jackie O is actually dead?
Yes.
I think when they do their radio show, there's just like tubes connecting them, and he's just been sucking her in. She's just been wasting away, becoming this wisp of a theatre.
Oh my god.
Okay, so what happened? Anyway. Someone asked a couple of young people about how do you...
Oh, the question was like, because young people are getting HIV more than anyone.
Yes.
And there, you know, there was a question like, how do we stop that? And right. You know, there was discussion about, is it because barebacking's all over porn at the moment? Is it because the perception that HIV is somehow cured, which it is not? And, you know, so all that kind of thing.
And the point he's making is that no one acknowledges the role of personal responsibility.
Yeah. That there's like, oh... Yeah. But, I mean, I think that like, you know, education is the number one thing. It's like people do believe that it's fine.
Well, look, my question is are young people getting infected with HIV at a greater rate just because young people... I mean, and I'm generalizing here, like, are stupider and do riskier things in general. Do you know what I mean?
18-year-olds are dumb.
Yeah, yes. Like 18-year-olds, you know, get smashed and break their head on the street on a Saturday night more than 50-year-olds. And 18-year-olds, you know, post inopportune selfies on Facebook more than 50-year-olds. And like, 18-year-olds do a lot of other fucked things.
And, you know,
they're
like
just risk takers by
teenagers
nature.
Teenagers get pregnant more than...
Yeah, you than 50-year-old men. That is true. That's a fact. Yes. That is a scientific fact. You cannot dispute that.
Teenagers are irresponsible with jizz, is what it all boils down to.
But I just
well, there's so much of it when you're a teenager. It's just fucking everywhere. Open your school bag, fucking jizz, lunchbox. Which shirt will I wear? Jizz.
Also, it travels further when you're younger. Yeah. Like, you could get someone in the eye on a tram down the street.
And then that jizz will travel on the tram. Possibly to Ringwood.
They're like seed pods.
Yeah.
It's like homing jizz. It just finds its way back.
At this age, like, you're lucky if it dribbles out over your fingers.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm 44. The water pressure is going in my house.
Luckier if it dribbles out over somebody else's fingers.
No, that's usually, like, smack it away. No, you're doing it wrong.
Stop it, yeah.
I just want, now this is sort of in a sense a defeatist thing to say, but I just wonder if there's going to be like always some level of like just baseline infection for young people. Just because young people do stupid shit, do you know what I mean? You don't recognise the consequences. That's why there are photos of me in hypercolour t-shirts with an earring in the Gold Coast in 1989. You know what I mean?
Like, holy shit, I think I have the same photo.
You do dumb shit when you're young. So maybe there's always going to be a certain disproportionate representation of infection for young people.
I think also, like, as you get older, you know, you start to realise, you know, like when your friends are getting sick, like when your friends are contracting, you're like, oh shit, it's actually a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
But also, need to be careful. So the reason young people are getting infected is because they're not infected yet.
That is also, there's like a statistic, like a mathematical necessity of that sort of stuff. That doesn't mean that we don't provide frameworks and structures and agencies to help people who are infected or whatever. Like the community has an important role to play. But I just, you know, I would just wonder whether it's kind of, and this is a really sort of defeatist thing to say, whether it is just a fact of life that there's going to be some...
Well, maybe, but also I think a lot of it's got to do with, like, our generation.
Our generation.
The agency of our generation agency. just going to say it. Don't really know what it means, but I fucking like it. We saw people die.
Yeah.
We, you know, when we were growing up, when we were younger, people were actually dying. Whereas, you know, less people are dying.
Yeah.
Fewer people are dying now. And so maybe the younger people, like, I don't know, I'll ask them next time I fuck them. But
oh God, there can't be any Skid House fans left, you haven't said that. Surely.
Oh no, there are. Thank you, Foxtel.
It's so sweet of you to pay them to rerun it.
Oh no, there's definitely something sus. I think part of it is, you know, that thing where, like, because now there's PEP, so people are able to, you know, stave it off if they've had an accident.
Look, it's not PrEP. Cured, but the consequences are less dire.
And it's, you know, in people's...
And there's even PrEP.
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can, like, supposedly prevent it. But, like, there's also,
really?
You know...
Yeah, there's a tablet you can take that's...
Is that a real thing or some kind of Mexican therapy? That
no,
they,
it's
you know?
A real thing. You can get it, like, there's... Well, it's,
I think it's only just been introduced in Australia.
It's basically, if you are so bang up for jizz...
right.
That you
well, everyone in the audience has just gone, what?
That you can't get enough, then yeah,
James
you
down
can,
the front here.
You
like,
can go on a
how the fuck can they have a prep pill, but those shitty don't get a hangover the next morning potions still don't work? Priorities. <They're> HIV is very serious, but there's more people with hangovers than HIV in this room this morning.
I mean, like, for us, it'd be great if they could combine those pills.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Just the all-in-one bad choice pill.
Yes.
And you'd have to shelve it.
Yeah.
I think the problem is that it's no longer seen. Like, when we were kids, it was a deadly illness. Mm.
It was a deal breaker.
You could fucking die. Whereas now, it's a chronic illness.
It's a chronic
and
condition.
People see it as just, you know, something annoying you have to live with.
Like, it's manageable.
It's horrendous.
Yes.
Like, people die early.
Yeah,
like,
You
know, it's not as deadly as quickly, but it's still...
I think you're right. People look at it more like, say, something like diabetes, which is like, it's a huge pain in the ass, but this donut is delicious right now.
Om nom 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 nom.
I'll worry about it later. And
don't have diabetes. I'm just...
I would love it if this is someone's first Poofcast. They're like, what are all these callbacks? It's like I got a letter recently saying, can someone explain the letters? I'm like, nah.
No, really? But I just love the way we've worked our way through Grunty and Prue Laps and Jesus, and now we're up to Kyle. Really? It's a race to the bottom for us, isn't it?
Now, I have a... This is not a letter, but I... It was a bit of clickbait on a friend's Facebook.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which had been posted, like, I don't know if you know, like, on the internet, often there are articles that are written just so people will click through to an advertising website or, you know, like Coca-Cola will commission an article that says how amazing Coke is in about 14 points.
And it's always, you know, the top 10 reasons that blah, 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 you won't believe number six. Yeah. That kind of shit.
So the seven ugliest bitches Scott Brennan sucked off this weekend.
Yay!
Only seven.
Had to make that 10.
So it's like one of those listicles. It was for a gay dating service.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of how to keep your relationship going.
Oh
God. So it's basically Dolly online. Yeah. Dolly magazine.
It's like keeping the spark. And so, it was specifically aimed at gay men.
All right. I've been in a relationship for 14 years. So let's
and see. Really, that is the stalest fucking piece of shit.
Shit. That is a crunchy sandwich. Yeah. I am telling you, you know.
He's cut the crust off and it's done nothing. Yep.
It's the relationship equivalent of, you know, when you're just too lazy to go to the shops and you look at the pantry and it's like...
Oh, God. Ice again.
Weet-Bix and ketchup. Yeah, I'll do it.
Wes, are you okay? Yeah, cool.
Yep.
he hasn't been in a relationship for a while. Mm. All right, number one, always show respect to your partner.
Okay, there's your first problem.
I know! That was what I thought!
Yeah, all right.
You can't show respect to someone if you're stuffing your cock in their poo hole.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. Like, it's like, I respect you, but you're a bitch whore.
Always show respect to your partner. Douche.
Yes, yes.
That's more always show respect to your sheets. I'm not going to read it because it's like, when you experience disagreements, make sure you respect your partner's differences. Shut the fuck up, they're wrong.
When you experience disagreements with your partner, give them the cold shoulder until they crack.
Yeah.
That's how that works. Nothing. Everything's fine. Sure, fine. House of Cards is good. I love House of Cards. Nothing, I'm just tired. Good night. That's how you deal with disagreements.
Exactly.
That's how you deal with disagreements.
Go walking with your partner.
Oh, what? Are they saying do beats?
I think it's to prevent the beat doing.
Oh, okay, right.
Go walking with your partner so you know they're not going to the park.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep them on a leash.
It's 11:30 at night. I'm just going out for a stroll. I'm coming.
I'm coming too.
fucking coming.
I know, I love it, but it's like, this is a habit my boyfriend and I have created when we've not...
Oh, God.
This list is so fucked. Number three.
Sometimes when we run out of homegrown lychees, we go for a walk around Dallas. I'm just taking the pre-Raphaelite architecture. You fucking tedious fagots.
Since we've made it a habit of walking in the evenings and Sunday mornings, my body craves to spend that quality of time.
Oh, fuck. Is he going out with Anne of Green fucking Gables? Jesus Christ. Tra-la-la-la-la. Just imagine these two fags just skipping along. And tra-la-la-la-la. Life is fucking good. Organic, yes, and fuck.
I know exactly the kind of person who has written this article. You know, it's that kind of...
A woman.
Of, yeah. Now, in my mind, they're that kind of, you know, boring middle-aged poofter, and shout out to my peeps, who like, go out walking on a Sunday afternoon to pick up, like, the latest in verjuice and a new harness, you know, in the one trip. Like, that really...
I love this bit. Decide with your partner how long and how often you'd like to walk. Is it actually walking that they're talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. Is this some straight new gay euphemism?
Oh my
God. I think it's fisting.
Number three.
I think the editor's done a search and replace on the article as it's been submitted.
How long and how deep you'd like to fist?
Turn off the television in the evenings and be with your partner.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
we're just staring into each other's eyes. I'd fucking rather watch Game of Thrones, honestly. Yeah.
I'd like to do a brief role play of turning off the television and just being with your partner. Let's turn off the television, dear.
Great idea.
Click. Should we turn the television back on? Yeah, okay, click. Right. exactly what that happens.
Do you know what? Like, my boyfriend and I, because he lives in Sydney, we've chosen a TV show that we watch interstate. So we don't go, nah, it's Orphan Black. it's just got lots of kicking and the same girl playing 17 people. But yeah, so we watch that and then we'll ring each other afterwards and discuss it for about 3 minutes before we start bitching about shit.
No, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Especially when you're the thing about long distance relationships is that there's no, like, a lot of what feeds a relationship is trivia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of what feeds it is coming home.
Shared experience, not just that everyday stuff.
But not monumental things. Yeah. You know, you come home, oh, that fucking barista was snotty to me today or whatever. I happen to be angry about that afternoon. And sometimes
I've just realised why you and Pete have been together for so long. Because you have so much that you're angry about. It sustained you for 14 years.
Yeah, I'm still only up to like R in the alphabet.
And it takes Peter about a minute to formulate a response. And by then Toby's moved on to something else.
But in a long distance relationship, you sometimes don't have that trivia.
Yeah.
Because you only see someone from week to week or month to month or whatever. So building that into it is actually a really snappy idea.
You're quite smart, Adam.
Yeah. I know.
You're quite emotionally intelligent.
Yeah. Better than these cunts.
Yeah.
Turn off the television. That's going to destroy our relationship.
It's 2015. We're not Quakers.
Yeah.
Turn off the television and build a barn on your walk.
Number four, bring your partner coffee in the morning.
Oh, from where? Because if you're going to the shop, they're going to have to fucking walk with you. So it's not going to work.
Like, I love he's gone, this simple gesture means a lot to my boyfriend. Yes, because he doesn't have to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Yes, wifey man.
Yeah, bring your far out.
It's like, I would hate to be this bitch's husband. Oh, rise and shine!
Yeah. Get out of my life.
Some your boyfriend opening the drawer dressed like Doris Day. I have coffee!
This man is living in like a weird Samantha Stevens universe. Yeah. Isn't it? Hey, honey, how was your day at the office? I've got a martini for you.
Oh, my God. When I bring Michael a cup of coffee, it shows that I care. And this is one way that I can love him.
Yeah. And when he's wanted to turn the TV on, I just throw the coffee in his fucking asshole face.
We're going for a walk, Michael! Splash.
And we're not bringing the TV!
Get up! We have to go for a walk and buy coffee! I want to be with you! Let's go and be together!
How long do you want to fucking walk this time?
Not enough!
Given how we've reacted to the last 4 points...
here we go.
Number 5 should be interesting. Express positive attributes about your partner to others.
Oh. Have a coffee. He's got a great cock.
Okay, that's really interesting, but that'll be $3.70. Thanks, sir.
$3.70, that's a lot to pay for coffee.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my Lord. Oh, no, but I don't even see how taking that seriously helps. How you meant to maintain your relationship by saying to everyone you meet, you know... Like,
oh, he's so awesome. He's just amazing.
It's like, I think he might be protesting a bit much here. Yeah. Apparently. Yeah. Like, this guy's boyfriend's an asshole.
Yeah.
Because he keeps going on about, just check for bruises next time you see him.
I love it. It's like, bring him coffee in the morning. Don't make him do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Express positive attributes. He's lovely. He's really nice to me. I mean, I did deserve it.
Yeah, yeah. I know, but then you become like the walking equivalent of those parents who post too many baby photos on Facebook.
Have you noticed the ugliness of the baby is inversely proportionate to the number of photos?
Yeah. Like people with
really gorgeous kids, you see maybe one picture.
Yeah.
People with dog ugly, hairy face babies. It's like, oh, why are there so many of these babies on my feed?
It's probably because they hope that if they get 1,000 likes, their baby will be better looking. Like, with 1,000 likes, we can get the fucking thing plastic surgery. Come on, guys. Come on. Please.
We don't have children. We don't care.
No.
Number 6, reconnect throughout the day.
Oh, because you're not spending enough time together walking to get fucking coffee, are you? Jesus, reconnect.
25 texts in 4 hours. Are you having coffee? Are you being with someone? What's happening? This person is a harridan. This is Joan Crawford who is going out with this person.
Are you sure this isn't how to maintain a relationship with a stalker? Because this is getting
weird, isn't
really
it?
Really creepy.
Reconnect. When I read reconnect, I just immediately thought of bits of Lego, and I'm like, oh, that's going to make things hard. I'm coming over. You have to plug me in your lunch break.
No, that's probably creepy.
Oh,
number 7, speak your partner's love language. Every single day.
Oh, fuck. Right, look, if I have to learn Spanish to go out with someone...
It's got like a little grid of how to speak love language.
I didn't think it was possible, but I actually want to beat this author more now. Like, as we're going on, I hate them more and more.
So we've got words of affirmation, communication, compliments, affirmations.
Here's your coffee. You've got a really nice cock.
Action, send notes or cards.
God.
Not text messages, notes or cards. What to avoid? Criticism. Clearly, no one we're ever going out with.
Fucking hell.
Quality time, one-on-one time, not interrupting, face-to-face conversation.
Without TV.
Action, take long walks together. Oh, he's obsessed with the fucking
walks.
Oh,
my God.
No, he's obviously one of those pedometer programs.
I love this. Do things together.
Oh, really? Wow, what a surprise.
Take trips. What to avoid? Long periods of being apart.
Oh, God.
More time with friends than with partner.
If your relationship is under strain, try shackling yourself to your partner with a titanium chain and brainwashing them until they forget their own name and are unable to service themselves at a level of basic human needs.
Yes. 10 steps to scorching codependency.
A fun activity to do together is to wash your partner with a rag on a stick.
Oh, Jackie, thanks. That's just the spot.
I'm hearing this guy with his love language, and I'm just hearing this kind of ethereal, it puts the lotion on its skin, it puts the lotion in the basket.
Love language. Oh, my God. It's step 9. Make sure to groom them properly and check for nits.
Number 8, and I honestly think this article, I think this is like from some someone has taken this article from some weird, like, you know, maybe Mormons with the 14 wives article and repurposed it.
And just changed the pronouns.
Yes, because number 8 is cooking and cleaning.
Oh, my God.
It's always much more fun when you cook with your partner. I know that I enjoy cooking a lot more when Michael helps out.
Oh, oh God. It's always much more fun to cook your partner.
Yeah, from JeffreyDahmer.com, yes, baby right. tips.
Yes, I know. I find it more fun when Michael's donated a finger.
Poor Michael.
Poor Michael. Michael is just... This is Michael's cry for help, okay? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I reckon if you ring on their doorbell, Michael answers the door and says, "No, everything's fine. Call the police. Everything's fine. We're just going for a walk later."
Michael's just there going, "This one night stand won't leave." Now he's writing a blog. Number 9, express appreciation to your partner every day.
Oh, God.
Every day.
Thank you.
Like 357
times a day.
I sleep about 12 days
right,
a year.
Yeah. No, I get the feeling, though, that with this guy, it's like, Michael, thank you for not leaving.
and Michael's like,
"Oh God,
it's fine.
Let's go for a walk, just as long as the chain will allow."
Yeah. Wow. This is
Jesus
Christ. But this is for a long-term relationship, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine like 20 years of this
Jesus,
shit?
Oh my God. Fucking tedious.
Oh.
20 years of fucking Hallmark card mornings.
I'm getting the impression now that this article has been written as a letter to Michael, as if to go, "You don't appreciate me. You can do all of these things." Number 10, work together as a team toward goals. Short and long term.
Is tip number 13, stop talking to Wayne at office parties so much. Michael.
I don't think they've expected anyone to get this far down into the article.
Number 14, Michael, the toilet roll doesn't change itself, does it?
Yes, that's right. Tip number 14, Michael, we use the Visa card for stationery purchases.
Right.
And the MasterCard for groceries, don't we?
Would it kill you to run a cloth over the shower?
Michael enjoys it when he invites me to his family functions first.
Is one of the long-term goals just get away?
I wish it was.
Because this is just sounds like the worst relationship ever.
Now, this one distresses me because this is a point he's already made.
Right, hang on, how many points are there?
12.
12, okay.
So we're up to number 11. Right. Number 11 is a point that has already been made earlier in the coffee section.
Right, more coffee-related relationship.
Oh, no, 11. Mm. Spend quality of time in the morning to reflect and be with your partner before starting the day.
Oh, God. Reflect.
That's just Michael and Bugger Lugs wakes up in the morning and says, "Do you regret everything?"
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you tonight.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. I'm just reflecting and I think I hate you.
Number 12, fuck. This is the final one. Snuggle in the morning.
Oh, God, stop!
Evening.
No, enough! Enough!
Day of work, take time before going to bed and cuddle.
Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, what else are you doing when you get into bed?
Get away from me! Don't touch me, you'll get your fucking coffee in the morning. Oh, my God.
Michael's terrifying.
Yeah.
He's awful. What an awful human being.
Jesus.
What a horrible, horrible human being.
You know why they snuggle? Because Michael doesn't sleep. He's just lying there in bed every night going, "Oh, fuck, what have I done?"
Either that or Michael's trying to suffocate him.
Oh, I love this snuggling. Just stop breathing. Wow.
Oh, Jackie, I'll give you a cuddle.
Wow.
Oh,
well,
Lord.
I think we've really helped people with that. We have.
the reality of relationships.
Yes.
I think it's a very clear 12-point plan.
Oh, it is a very
clear everyone to follow.
Snuggle. What cunts.
Snuggle.
Oh, my God. Why? But why do people put this on my Facebook? Like, why is it there?
Well, no, because it's a common question. You know, people are always thinking, how can I get into a relationship, or how do I sustain a relationship, or how do I make my relationship better? And rather than just making it fucking better, they want like a recipe to follow. You know what I mean? They don't have any agency of their own. They don't. Do you know what I mean? They just go, this is what happens now with the internet. Every time you want to know how to do something, you Google it.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know what I mean? Everything from why does my chest feel tight to why does Michael never bring me a cup of coffee in the morning?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, how to build a relationship with your kidnap victim. As Michael
has done.
Yeah, that's
not a relationship. That's Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
Also, where were the flowers?
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't even one bunch of flowers.
Oh, my God. Maybe step 14 was like, acknowledge hay fever. Maybe that's why. So it's like, no, I respect you too much to give you flowers. I know that...
Maybe there's flowers in the park when they go for their walk.
Yeah.
Does anybody here have relationship tips? Is anyone in a long-term relationship? Oh, no.
Are you all single?
You're all single.
Is everybody single? Is everybody in a short-term relationship?
This affirms Scott's theory that people only listen to our Poofcast because it makes them feel not as slutty as they are.
No, isn't that, you got a letter? We got a letter,
got a letter.
About that.
Was it one of these ones?
Was it one... in the letter, the person wrote in and said, I used to feel like a really, you know, a bad slut. And then I listened to the podcast.
Oh, no, it was a guy I bumped into at
the shops. Oh, was it? Oh, right. And what did he say?
He was like, I used to feel like I was quite a slut. And then I listened to your podcast and I'm like, oh, no, I'm fine.
That's our service to humanity. Yeah, lowering the bar.
Right. Yep. I'm taking one for the team, guys.
You're taking about 40.
You're taking one from the team, actually.
Yeah, actually. I'm like an echidna of cocks. They're just hundreds of them. They're just... Isn't that... That'd make a great children's book. The echidna of cocks.
Exactly what I was thinking.
See, I've done very nice things in relationships. I went out with a guy once who was like a car nut. Like, he was like totally into cars.
Real petrol head.
Like, absolute petrol head. And so, like, you know, when his Wheels magazine would arrive every month, it was like he would get really excited and sit and read it cover to cover. So I gave him a gobby while he was reading Wheels.
Oh, my God. That is so fucking hot. All right. That's great.
Like, for ages.
Right. It was obviously a bumper edition.
And he was
edition.
Like, yeah, it fuck was, he check was... out the spoiler on that. Oh.
Seriously, he was quite rigid reading.
Wow.
I know. It was...
wasn't Jeremy Clarkson, was it?
Ew!
Gotta check. Gotta check.
No one's given him a gobby without being paid.
No, but like, well, because I was in a 14-year relationship, and I, you know, you work hard in a relationship, but a lot of what keeps a relationship long-term is kind of accident.
Yeah.
It just so happens that you both grow in kind of the same direction or the, you know, because there might come a day where you've realised you've grown apart or you're doing whatever, but a lot of it's kind of accident. As long as you're nice to each other and keep it going as long as you can.
Yeah, I
agree.
You don't
need to bring each other coffee and go for walks.
I think being in a relationship, like maintaining a relationship, is so much hard work that it's almost physically impossible to actually consciously undertake that hard work. It's like building the fucking pyramids. Like, yes, it's possible to do, but no one on earth has got the gumption to actually make a conscious effort to do that. So you just kind of, it's a bit like radio programming or media programming. You just kind of take the least offensive option and just try and be like the least amount of a selfish cunt you can. And as long as your avoidance kind of synchronizes with the other person, you keep going. Also, stay away from your partner. If you want to be together with them for ages, minimum 2 nights a week. Do not spend any time
and
with them.
And also, just a healthy level of scorn and disdain.
Just quite a little bit of, oh, yes, you would say that. what you're wearing?
This person sounds unemployed. Like, what are they doing all day?
I know, in between the walking and the coffee and the texting them 25 times a day, there's no time for actual work there.
I reckon Michael is one of those living doll things. I don't think he's real. I think Michael's inflatable. Michael, you're helping me with the cooking. Oh shit, puncture. Fuck off. I think he's not real.
Oh, dear. Well, that brings us to the end of that one. The thought of Scott Brennan inflating his boyfriend.
Michael Milko. Is it really?
Yeah.
When they go for a walk in the park, he fills him with helium. So
Get out of the tree, Michael.
Please thank Scott Brennan. Yay. Toby Sullivan. I'm Adam Richard. We could record another one, but it's like after 4 o'clock.
It's time. Okay. We're done.
Thanks so much for coming, everyone. You've been fantastic. This was great. This will be online, talkingpoofy.com.au. And yeah. And Wes, how was it for you?
Great.
He really seems to have enjoyed himself.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I could just paste in the Bixbury seemed to wake up in the last one.
As per usual, we'll fix Wes in post.
Yeah. Actually, little known fact, Wes is inflatable.
Oh, Jackie, what have I told you?
Until next time, may your larynx be fat.
Thanks, everyone.
Good evening.
Thank you.